Next, we're going to hear from one of the losers in this fall's elections. The winners are preparing for new power arrangements in Washington. Their one-time opponents are asking what went wrong. Now, all this fall, NPR's David Greene has been returning to a single congressional district in Iowa. Now we know the result. As in so many key districts, the Democrat is coming to Washington while the Republican will stay home. And David, why go back?
Well, we thought it was worth asking, Steve, asking the candidate what he thought went wrong. And a lot of Republicans are reflecting and figuring out why they lost their races. And so I went back to the first district of Iowa, where I've been many times for Morning Edition this fall. And the campaign posters are all down. It was like a different world. And the Democrat who won, Bruce Braley, congressman-elect, has been hanging out in Washington for orientation, while Mike Whalen, the Republican who lost, is back in Iowa with his family, reconnecting with friends. And I sat down with him at the restaurant that he owns. It's called the Machine Shed, and ate breakfast recently.
Was it hard to place the call to this guy that you'd gotten to know and had suffered such a crushing defeat?
Yeah, it was tough. There was a different sound to his voice when we first connected, but, you know, as he was ordering his food at the restaurant here, he sounded jollier than I expected.
I'm going to have two eggs over easy, patty sausage, wheat toast, and a glass of cold milk.
Do you want a little bit of your potatoes then?
No, ma'am.
Back on track, aren't you?
Yes.
Even the waitress sounds kind of sad and sympathetic.
A little bit, yeah.
I believe in a potato.
Accentuate the tomato.
As you can hear, Whalen's really sounding okay. He says his family took the loss well. They're actually looking forward to seeing more of him over the holidays than they would have if he were putting a congressional staff together. But when you get him talking, he does start to reflect on what happened in the campaign.
Anybody that would say they have no ideas about how they would do this over again is an idiot.
He says he wished he had kept more to the issues rather than getting caught up in a daily back and forth with his opponent.
If I have one regret, I would have worked much harder at trying to be more Mike Whalen and less a candidate. I should have tried to find ways to be even more substantive than I was.
But Whalen says a big problem for both him and for his opponent was that the national parties got so involved in their race.
You know, 20 years ago, elections at the congressional level were fought between two candidates. In many respects, I wouldn't say we're spectators, but we were kind of spectators.
He has a lot of complaints about ads run by the Democratic Party against him, but this is really striking. Whalen says the low point for him in the campaign was something his own national party did. They ran this ad attacking Whalen's opponent.
And Bruce Braley has been called a peace candidate by the Communist Party. Bruce Braley.
You'd sit there and kind of shake your head and said, what's going on?
He says the ad was over the top, and he insists he didn't know about it until he saw it on TV, and he was immediately worried.
I knew that it would be confused as one of my ads, and it would inure to my detriment, and I think it did.
So can't you as a candidate tell your party, hey, don't do this, I don't want your help?
No, you can't.
Now, one thing candidates certainly can do is decide whether or not they want national party bigwigs coming in and campaigning for them. For Whalen, this was his first run for public office, and when people like Republican Party Chairman Ken Mellman offered to come to Iowa and help.
We need Mike Whalen in the United States House of Representatives.
And when First Lady Laura Bush offered to campaign with him.
Make sure Mike Whalen is elected to the United States Congress.
Whalen felt he couldn't say no. He looks back now and says he was grateful for those visits, but that he just agreed to too many events with these national Republican figures.
It seems like you were going from one to the other, and they had to be a significant focus of your staff's time.
And Whalen talks a lot about Iraq. He went to an Iowa Hawkeyes football game after the election and says a guy came up to him and said, Mike, I like what you said in the campaign. I'd normally vote for you, but I had to send a message about the war. Whalen says President Bush just wasn't able to convince people the war in Iraq was going well. And he says Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had become a lightning rod.
There are some who say that if the president had fired Rumsfeld before the election, it might have helped Republican candidates. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think certainly would have helped Republican candidates had the American public felt that there was something other than stay the course.
I asked Whalen if he's going to run again in 2008 and take another shot at winning this seat. He says he's not sure yet, but he is convinced a tide of anti-war sentiment that hurt him and other Republicans will only be temporary.
You don't have to go very far back to 1964, to 1974, to 1994, elections that tend to have relatively seismic shifts. Anybody that thinks that that's a permanent situation is mistaken. So, yeah, I mean, 2 years is a long time in politics.
That's a losing congressional candidate who's been speaking all fall with NPR's David Greene. And David, is Whalen right? Everything could change in 2 years.
It certainly can. I mean, George Bush, the president, won Iowa in 2004, and his party got trounced in 2006. So a lot can happen. But if we look at where we are right at this moment, we have a president who spent the last week or two of the campaign trying desperately to help his party. His strategy was to go to states where he thought seats were looking pretty good for Republicans and try to shore them up. And they lost a lot of them in places like Georgia, in Kansas. Congressman Jim Ryan was knocked out of his seat. Jim Leach in Iowa lost his race, which was a huge shock to the Republican Party. And so the president traveled to places, tried to shore up what he thought were safe seats, and failed. So politically, there are a lot of questions about where the president and his party are right now, but things can change.
And David, what about the other side of this Iowa story that you've followed for so many months? Will we be following the Democrat as well, who won election to Congress?
We will. I'm going to be going back to Iowa a lot. A lot of the 08 hopefuls are going to be coming to Iowa, and I am going to go back hopefully in the next few weeks and catch up with Bruce Braley, Congressman-elect, who is the gentleman who defeated Mike Whalen. And I want to talk to him about his plans for Congress and also start talking to some of the voters. You know, they sent him to Washington with some sort of mandate. I want to know what that mandate was, and when it comes to the war in Iraq, when it comes to minimum wage, what exactly they expect of him and what he needs to do to satisfy them.
We'll be listening, and that's NPR's David Greene. Now, you can hear more of David's reports from Iowa's first congressional district at NPR.org. This week on Morning Edition, we will explore the history behind many of our political debates. Our understanding of that history changes over time. Consider the different ways that people invoke the Founding Fathers' views of religion.
The Founding Fathers are a little like Scripture. You can use it to whatever end you wish. You know, Shakespeare wrote that the devil can quote Scripture to his purpose.
Then there's the way people invoke the Roman Empire. Also this week, NPR's Cokie Roberts describes American history as told by political parties. We begin tomorrow by finding out why history textbooks once obscured the American role in starting a war.
In the 1800s, you really don't want anybody sitting there questioning why the United States got into a war if you're going to send these young men off to fight in the military at some point in time.
The series starts tomorrow and continues the rest of this Thanksgiving week.